Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Okay, so yesterday we started talking about this Spanish lottery that's held around Christmas time. It's usually held every year on December 22nd.
Right.
And what's it called?
It's called El Gordo, or the fat one. Mm-hmm. And why is it called that?
Well, we hope it's because of a fat wallet that you're going to win.
So.
Right. Okay, so what the government does is it raises money by selling these lottery tickets. And during that day on the lottery, the money is given out to all the different people. About 70% of people in Spain will win money.
I know. So it's a really, really high amount because not every day do you get to win the lottery.
No.
So that's why everyone in Spain, they try to join this lottery. They try to chip in with their friends to buy lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really great time to also celebrate Christmas and to, you know, share love and to give things to other people as well.
Right. We're going to learn all about that today. But now it's time to get started.
Reading.
Winning big in Spain's Christmas lottery. El Gordo hasn't always been about spreading good fortune and joy. In fact, when it began in 1812, it had an entirely different purpose. At the time, Napoleon's army was trying to gain control of Spain. The Spanish government introduced the lottery to pay for weapons to fight off the soldiers. At first, some people resisted the lottery idea because they believed it was immoral. These party poopers lost out to the government, however. In the end, the government had 25,000 small wooden balls produced. Each ball had a lottery number written on it. That year, on December 18th, the first draw was held. The winners received the equivalent of NT$8,000, which was an extremely large amount of money in 1812. The remaining money from the lottery funded the army's weapons. In spite of its war-related history, the lottery is still popular today. El Gordo brings families, friends, and communities together, even if they don't win a prize. It is this unity, after all, that is the true spirit of the Christmas season.
Okay, so here in day two of our article, we start out by saying El Gordo hasn't always been about spreading good fortune and joy. Okay, so we're going to look about not a happy reason it started, I guess. So we're going to go way back to 1812 in a minute. But first, let's talk about the verb spread. We said to spread good fortune and joy. Now, in this case, when you spread something, you make it known or used or felt by a large group of people. Or it becomes used or known or felt by this group of people. Now, this can often happen with ideas, rumors, news, feelings, like good fortune and joy.
Yeah.
So we'll spread the good news. We'll spread the, don't spread any rumors about your friends.
That's not good.
It's not a good idea. All right, here's an example sentence. It didn't take long for the news about the celebrity's divorce to spread.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, it's always like that, especially if you live in the public eye.
Right.
All right. Well, we try not to spread anything bad about people. Mm-hmm. We'll try to be very positive and spread positive things.
Right.
All right. So let's continue reading. It says, in fact, when it began in 1812, it had an entirely different purpose. So we're going to learn a little bit more about the history and the reason behind this lottery and because of this.
Right.
As well.
So it wasn't always about good fortune and joy. Now, what were they doing with the money that they were raising? Now, here it says, at the time, Napoleon's army was trying to gain control of Spain. So, at this point in time, Napoleon, he was a famous soldier. Mm. He was in charge of France at the time.
Right.
And
he was very tiny.
Right. He was very tiny.
but he was very strong.
He was very powerful way back then. And he was trying to gain control of Spain. Now, control here is a noun. And what Napoleon was trying to do was to get power over Spain. So here, control and power are kind of similar. Now, when you have control over a country, you make decisions about what will happen in that country and how the laws will work because you have the power. Mm. Now, here in an example sentence, we can say, in this country, the military has control over the government, not the president.
Mm, all right. Let's continue reading. It says, the Spanish government introduced the lottery to pay for weapons to fight off the soldiers.
Okay,
so we see our vocabulary word here, weapon. Now, what is a weapon? A weapon is a noun, and it's something like a gun, a knife, or a bomb, and it's used in fighting or attacking someone. So we use weapons in war, we use weapons when we fight other people, or you might use weapons to defend yourself. So for example, we can say, the Native Americans used bows and arrows as their weapons.
Okay, so if we just recap a little bit, we know that this Napoleon was trying to attack Spain.
Right.
The government didn't have the money
to pay for their weapons
to protect themselves. So they started this lottery. It's about raising money to help the army. Okay, but when you buy a lottery ticket, you buy it because you think you can win something.
Right.
Right? Now, this is fun. However, not everyone loved this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here in the article, it tells us a bit more about that. It says, at first, some people resisted the lottery idea because they believed it was immoral.
Mm,
okay,
interesting.
Now, yeah, they had these bad feelings about it. And what they did was they tried to resist the lottery. Now, resist is a verb. And when you resist something, you try to prevent that thing, usually a change of some sort, from happening. You don't want this change to happen. And sometimes these people who resist something, they try to prevent themselves from being forced to do something. They're trying to resist, maybe your mom is trying to force you to do your homework and you're saying, later, mom, later, I want to play video games. You're trying to resist that homework.
Right.
No one likes to do homework, do they?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so here the people were trying to stop the lottery from happening. Here's another example sentence. The management resisted updating the company's old computers for years, but they finally accepted that it was necessary.
Ah, finally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why people at first resisted it? It's because they believed it was immoral. So I-M-M-O-R-A-L, immoral. It means it's not morally right. Like, it's against their beliefs or their ideas, because that's what morals are. Okay, morals are the ideas and the beliefs that what you think is right or what is considered to be good by most people. If something is immoral, it's something like stealing. Stealing is bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we use that I am in the word immoral to say that it's the opposite.
Right.
Right. Another word that we can use like that is impossible or impolite.
Immature.
Immature. Mm-hmm. Okay. So lots of I am words. If you see an I am word, it probably means the opposite of the other word that you're using in the word. Okay. So they think that this lottery draw idea is immoral. However, they didn't get their way. Here in the article it says, these party poopers lost out to the government, however. Now, this is a funny phrase here, party pooper. Let's take a quick break to learn more about party poopers.
Shortcut for you.
Are you having fun?
Actually, I'm pretty tired.
Really?
I think I want to go home and go to sleep.
But it's a party. Aren't you excited for New Year's Eve?
Sorry.
Ugh, don't be such a party pooper.
What? Party pooper? You know where the bathroom is.
That's not what I meant. A party pooper is someone who doesn't want to take part in an activity or who brings down other people's fun time.
I got it. Party pooper means 令人扫兴的人，煞风景的人。
That's right. Let's stay for 10 more minutes. It's almost New Year.
Okay, so a party pooper isn't a person who poops at parties.
Nah.
It's just someone who doesn't want to take part in an activity or someone who tries to keep other people from having fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so lotteries are fun. Those party poopers didn't get their way. They lost out to the government.
Haha, all right. Let's see. Let's continue reading this story. It says, in the end, the government had 25,000 small wooden balls produced. So afterwards, you know, they didn't really win. The resistance didn't work out. But so the government made wooden balls anyway.
Right. Kind of like if you think about a bingo game.
That's right.
They've got a big kind of machine and you can turn it and a small little ball will come out. It will have a number on it and you say, oh, bingo. So something like that. Okay. Now, these small wooden balls weren't plain, though.
Yep.
On each of the balls, here in the article, it says each ball had a lottery number on it. So that's 25,000 balls with lottery numbers. It also says that year, on December 18th, the first draw was held. So, December 18th, 1812.
Ah.
1812?
Oh, okay. Makes sense now. I got it. All right, so what happened next? It says the winners received the equivalent of 8,000 NT dollars, which was a lot, or which was an extremely large amount of money in 1812.
A lot of money.
So you have to think about people in those times. They couldn't even imagine owning maybe around 18,000 NT dollars. So this is a lot of money for them.
Right.
Okay, so we learned the word equivalent. Okay, equivalent here means equal to. So this money, however it was in euros, was equal to 8,000 NT dollars. Now, when you talk about an something something amount of something, it means to talk about a certain number of something else. So, for example, there was a small amount of crops this spring. So, there wasn't a lot. There was a tiny bit of crops this spring. Or we can say Terry spent a large money, okay? A large amount of money on his new car.
Now, I do have something interesting to say.
Right?
I was looking into the money that was used back then. And back then, at that time, Spain was one of the biggest and most powerful countries in the world.
Oh, right.
And they had one of the most powerful currencies.
Oh, okay. So the amount of money was even more.
It was huge.
Wow.
To get this money was a very, very big thing. It was... They used to make the money out of silver and gold and stuff like that. Yeah, so very interesting. So this $8,000, not just a little bit. It sounds like a little bit to us, but it's actually huge. Okay, so we also use the adverb extremely in that sentence. We said an extremely large amount of money. Now, extremely described the adjective large, and what it did is it made this it gave it more emphasis to show that it was a very, very great degree of something. It was very, very large amount of money. Now here we can have an example sentence used in another way with extremely. Bethany is extremely afraid of flying. She'll always drive or take a boat somewhere if those options are available. So what we're saying is Bethany is very, very afraid of airplanes and flying.
So now I know that was a ton of money a long time ago. All right, so what happened to the rest of the money?
Right.
All right, let's find out.
Okay.
It says the remaining money from the lottery funded the army's weapons. Right. So remember, again, they were kind of, you know, going to war, or they were kind of fighting with Napoleon in France at that time. And initially, the first thing that they wanted to do was to use the lottery to fund their weapons. So the rest of the money went to that.
Right. So some money went to the people and the rest went to the weapons. Okay. So the war did end eventually.
Thank goodness.
I can't remember how the war ended. I should know. Learn your history, guys. You'll need it later on. Okay, but the war ended. The lottery didn't end. It continued on. So here in the article, it says, in spite of its war-related history, the lottery is still popular today. Mm. Now, we use that phrase, in spite of, and we use this when we want to show that one thing happened, even though something else should have stopped it from happening. A good example of this can be used with the weather. So, in spite of the rain, we went for a bike ride. The rain should have stopped you from going on the bike ride, but you went anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another example. We bought the concert tickets in spite of the expensive price.
Right, especially if it's for a band or a singer that you really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I would spend that money as well.
Me too.
I think it's worth it.
Me too.
All right, so let's see. Let's continue reading. It says, El Gordo brings families, friends, and communities together, even if they don't win a prize. So, yes, it does make sense, because I think during Christmas time, in this lottery time, you kind of want to, of course, you want to share the tickets with other people.
Right.
And you kind of get together anyway to listen to the results with each other. So,
Yeah, they kind of get gathered together and in maybe like the grandmother's house or something. And they sit around their TVs or the computer and they watch this unfold. And it just sort of brings everyone together. They get all excited to be around their friends. Okay, now here in the article, the sentence says, it is this unity, after all, that is the true spirit of the Christmas season. Now, we're going to talk about this, the meaning of this sentence, but right now we're going to actually talk about a grammar point. Okay, we used the grammar point it plus a be verb, like it or is or was, plus a noun, and that. So the noun is going to be followed by the that. The that clause is used to emphasize the noun that we talked about in the first part. Okay, so when we follow it be verb with a noun or pronoun, we have to use the word after to say what happens next. And this next part is emphasizing what we talked about in the first part. For example, it is this unity that is the true spirit of Christmas. Here, that is this unity. That's what we're emphasizing. Okay, here's another example. It was Jeff's joke that made all the students laugh during the teacher's lesson. So what we're emphasizing in this sentence is Jeff's joke. All the students laughed because of Jeff's joke.
Mm.
Okay, so we said in that sentence, it is this unity that, and we're talking about the spirit of the Christmas season.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what does unity mean? Well, it's a vocabulary word, and it's a noun, and it means to kind of bring together people.
Right.
So where people can work together, they can live together in peace, or it can even mean like where, for example, me, you, or a group of people, we kind of agree with each other. So we kind of say, yes, this all works together. So it means to kind of be together as one, okay, to work together as one, to be like one whole group, for example. Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. We can say, we all showed unity by wearing the same pin to support Kim's cause.
Oh, so like maybe like a pink ribbon or something. Everyone's showing unity by coming together. Now, there's a verb form of this word, too, and it's unite, spelled U-N-I-T-E, unite. And it just means when you unite something, you bring people together so that they kind of come together in peace and happiness.
Right. So we can say the lottery united everybody as well. All right. So that's a lot of fun. I think I would like to go to Spain to try it out, perhaps.
Maybe go to Spain at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey.
We can chip in together and
I'll
buy
some. Money.
Yeah, and we can go and check it out.
All right. Well, what about you guys? Do you think it's fun? We're going to talk about a little bit more in our For You chat, but I think that they would probably like this idea,
too. I think
too.
So as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, we have a really fun For You Chat question today. I'm sure you've actually all thought about this before.
Definitely.
What would you do if you won the lottery?
Wow, there's so many things that I would do.
I agree.
First of all, I would like to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, maybe like in the Hawaii or something, like or somewhere tropical on the beach. Mm-hmm. And I definitely would love to travel the world. So I would buy a lot of plane tickets.
I feel like we're very similar. Mm-hmm. I think instead of just buying the house, if I want enough money, I would buy the whole island.
Ah,
just want that island for myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I can let my friends build their houses on the island.
Ah, smart. You know?
Yep, I would pay for my parents to be happy and comfortable, and probably my sister too.
Right, take care of your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would make sure that I was comfortable and could travel. I would still work, but I just want to make sure I know all of my friends and family are
exactly
taken care of. And then I would probably do a lot of charity stuff.
I think so as well. I mean, you've already won so much money. Why not give it and share it to other people?
Exactly.
Don't be too selfish about that.
All right. That island first, though.
No, get the island first is a really great idea. It's a good investment, I would say. All right, so you guys can talk about it with your friends, your classmates, your teachers. What would you do if you won the lottery? Okay, that
all
is...
Right.
A lot of endless possibilities for you guys.
So much to talk about. But we can't talk about it any longer because we have to say goodbye. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Winning big in Spain's Christmas lottery. El Gordo hasn't always been about spreading good fortune and joy. In fact, when it began in 1812, it had an entirely different purpose. At the time, Napoleon's army was trying to gain control of Spain. The Spanish government introduced the lottery to pay for weapons to fight off the soldiers. At first, some people resisted the lottery idea because they believed it was immoral. These party poopers lost out to the government, however. In the end, the government had 25,000 small wooden balls produced. Each ball had a lottery number written on it. That year, on December 18th, the first draw was held. The winners received the equivalent of 8,000 NT dollars, which was an extremely large amount of money in 1812. The remaining money from the lottery funded the army's weapons. In spite of its war-related history, the lottery is still popular today. El Gordo brings families, friends, and communities together, even if they don't win a prize. It is this unity, after all, that is the true spirit of the Christmas season.
Vocabulary Review.
Spread. Cynthia hopes to spread happiness by doing a few kind acts for people every day. Control. Simon will be in control of the office while the manager is away. Weapon. The police searched the crime scene for weapons, but they didn't find any. Resist. Gerald resisted going to the dentist until he knew he had no other choice. Extremely. Sam was accepted to two top schools. Choosing which one to attend was extremely difficult. Unity. The coach believes his team lost the game because there's no unity among his players.